One of the parshiyos that we read immediately before Rosh Hashanah is the parsha of Kisavo. And one of the first passages in Parshas Kisavo talks about how after the third year of the Shemitah cycle, a person is supposed to bring whatever Trumos and Maisros have not yet been given beforehand, and they make a declaration. And the declaration that they make is referred to in Mishnah and alluded to also in the Rashi on the Parasha as a vidoy, and what we refer to as a vidoy maiser. Now this a vidoy maiser consists of a statement that a person has given all of their trumos and maisros the way that they were supposed to. Biarti hakodesh min habayis. The person says, Lo avarti mimisrosecha v'lo shachachti, I have not transgressed any of your commandments, I have not forgotten to do what I'm supposed to do. And it even goes so far as to declare, Asisi kechol asher tzivisani, I've done everything that you told me to do. So this seems to be a little bit different from our normal conception of what vidoy is all about. We learn about vidoy in the context of tshuva. The Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of vidoy, of confessing one's sins, but here this appears to be more of a self-affirmation in which a person is declaring all the wonderful things that they have done. So the truth of the matter is that this is also an important part of the tshuva process, for a person, first and foremost, to recognize what they are capable of and to recognize all the good things that they have done so that they can be fortified in terms of recognizing all the additional good things that they have the capacity to do. And this, I think, is one of the underlying themes of tshuva that is important for us to recognize and to bear in mind as we enter into the tshuva season. The capacity to be able to accomplish so much, each and every one of us individually. This perhaps is best epitomized by the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, in which the Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person in a distinctly different image. Lefikach kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar bishvili nivra ha'olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say that the world was created just for me. This sounds, at first impression, a little bit arrogant for a person to say the world was created just for me. But if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi explains that it is necessary to have this self-esteem in order to have a real sense of responsibility. Kilomar chashuvani ke'olam malei. I am considered to be like an entire universe. Lo ataridas atzmi min ha'olam ba'veira achas v'yimshoch mimena. Therefore, I have to be so careful not to dispel myself from this universe through the commission of one transgression that can cause me, chas v'chalila, to be expelled from the world that I am in. So therefore we see that this notion of bishvili nivra ha'olam, of having a sense of self-esteem and self-worth, actually conveys a sense of responsibility. The Medrash even goes further, and the Psukta Zutarti, the Psukta Zutarta on Parshas Tazria says, Bishvili nivra olam lasos nachas ruach lekoni. A person is obligated to say, I was created for the purpose of doing good for my Creator. That's why the world was created, just so that I can do good in this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash on Parshas Ekev goes further and says, because the world was created for me, therefore it is my responsibility to keep and to observe the entire Torah. So this real solemn responsibility of an awareness of Bishvili Nivra HaOlam can be understood on both a macro level and on a micro level. On a macro level, it can be understood that each individual person has the potential of affecting the outcome of the entire universe. This is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva on Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, based on a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem talks about how a person can do just through a little bit of sinning can do a tremendous cataclysmic amount of harm for the universe can turn the entire universe the kaf chova, so that if the universe is half virtuous and half liable, just the one sin committed by one person can tilt the balance. And the Rambam casts this Gemara specifically in the context of tshuva, when the Rambam talks about the message of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, that the message of the shofar is that we're supposed to hear the shofar blast, and through the hearing of the shofar blast, it's supposed to transform our awareness, so that every single person should think about all of the misdeeds that they might be doing and turn away from all of their misdeeds and focus more upon doing the right thing. So the Rambam then says, Lefikach, based upon this tshuva awareness, Tzarek kol adam shiira atzmo kol hashana kula, a person is supposed to perpetually view himself ki'ilu chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev, as if he is on the borderline. He has half merits and half demerits. V'chein kol olam chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev, and so too should view himself as being responsible for the outcome of the judgment on the entire world, that the entire world tilts in the balance. It's half virtuous and half liable. If he sins just one sin, then he has tilted not only himself, but he has tilted the balance of the entire world to the liability side, and can cause destruction. But on the other hand, if he does one good deed, one mitzvah, hare hichriya atzmo, then he has tilted himself, hichriya kolam kula, and tilted the entire world, the kafschus, towards the virtuous side, begarim lahem, cheshua v'hatzola, and thereby has caused the rescuing and the redemption of the entire universe. And zeu shenemar, says the Rambam, v'tzadik yisod olam, that a tzadik, by virtue of being virtuous, a person can be a foundation of olam, of the entire universe. That on the macro level, a person should view bishvilini v'ha'olam, in other words, as imposing this tremendous responsibility, that the person actually can be responsible for the outcome of the judgment of the entire universe, that every single person, through becoming the tzaddik they're supposed to be, can be the yesod olam, can be the foundation of the universe. That is on a macro level. On a micro level, if you look at the lashon of Rashi that we quoted before a little bit more closely, Rashi had said, Chashuv ani ke'olam mali, I myself am a self-sustained universe. On a micro level, every single person needs to view themselves as their own internal universe. That, hey, they have responsibility for maintaining this self-contained internal universe, because each person is considered to have the value internally and personally, individually, of the entire universe. And this may explain a different halacha that is found in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam talks about the situation where there are marauders that come to a city and they say, give us one of you, or else we're going to kill the entire city. Give us one of you to be a victim, that we're going to kill one resident of the city, and then we will spare everybody else. And the Rambam paskins that person should not be given over. Unless the person is Chayav Misa Kesheva Ben Bichri, you don't give over an individual in order to save everybody else, even though at the end, everybody will be killed anyway by virtue of not giving over this one person. And the poskim struggle to understand why the Rambam paskins this way. This is a machlokis in the Yerushalmi, Maseches Trumos, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the Rambam, uncharacteristically, paskins like Reish Lakish. And the question is why? And perhaps the answer is this answer. Because no person can be given over, even if it's going to cause the saving of an entire city, in terms of an understanding of each person being worth the value of an entire universe. You can't destroy the entire universe. And since each person is an olam mole, therefore, by giving over one person to be killed, you're giving over an entire universe towards destruction, and you cannot do that. That is a hashkasa of the world. Since each person represents the world. And every single person has to be careful in order to preserve the existence of that world and to develop that universe as beautifully and as best as possible. And this perhaps is the explanation of a few Gemaras, a couple of them that appear in Maseches Avodah Zarah, which talk about the notion of a person performing such a virtuous and meritorious act that through one act of tshuva, even if a person had sinned beforehand, if they're able to do that one act of tshuva, we say, Yesh kone olamo b'shah achas. A person can acquire their world in one moment. V'yesh kone olamo b'kama shonim, and other people acquire their world through living lives of virtue over the course of many, many years. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, who was somebody who unfortunately succumbed to the temptation of sin on occasion after occasion after occasion, and then finally he realized the mistake of his ways, and he went and he cried for mercy from the mountains and from the hills and from the stars and the constellations, and he could find no redemption until finally he realized, Ein hadava taloi ela bi. Wait a second, the universe exists within me. It is dependent upon me to do the right thing and to take responsibility for my actions, not to make it dependent upon others pleading for mercy for me, but to take real responsibility and to have real accountability for what I do and the decisions that I make in life. And when he came to that realization that he was the universe and that therefore it was his responsibility and accountability, he was forgiven and he was even given the title of Rebbe based on that realization of Ein Hadava Taloi Ela Bi. And the Gemara then concludes by saying that he is a paradigmatic example of Yesh Kone Olamo B'Shar Achas, that he was able to acquire his universe in that one moment of revelation and of recognition of his responsibilities based on what I believe is a manifestation of his realization that he was an Olam unto himself, and therefore through that realization of Ein Hadava Taloi Bi, he was Kone Olamo, he was Kone, he acquired his universe, he took responsibility for his universe and lived up to his potential. And so too all of us, as we approach this tshuva season, have to have an appreciation for Bishvili Nivra Olam, of the boundless, tremendous potential that each of us have, both in affecting the outcome of the entire universe through our actions and through having accountability and responsibility with respect to our own actions, of realizing just how much potential we have and how much we need to work on ourselves and our self-improvement and take responsibility for those actions. And through a recognition of this responsibility, may we be zoche to cause the entire world to have a good judgment, a good Gebench Dura this coming year, and for ourselves as well to develop our full potential in our Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu.